This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. It's not just hot, it's really hot. According to the La Crosse Office of the National Weather Service, yesterday's high temperature in La Crosse of 103 broke the previous record of 100. Yesterday's low temperature of 81 degrees was also a new daytime record for the warmest ever overnight low, and in fact, tied the all-time warmest low temperature reading ever recorded in La Crosse. And it's not yet over. The excessive heat warning continues for our area through at least tomorrow night. High temperatures today and tomorrow once again have the potential of going into the record books. And the high levels of humidity are only exacerbating the situation, together causing problems or potential problems for our roads, for outdoor burning, for our pets and livestock. But leading the list are concerns for our own health. Kim Lombard is the Trauma and Injury Prevention Coordinator with Gunderson Lutheran. She says the heat has been negatively affecting people in different ways.
Well, we have seen an increase in heat-related illnesses for patients coming into the ER here at Gunderson. Pretty much that kind of started when the heat, you know, I think it was about last Friday, and then over the weekend and up until now that we've been seeing people. So definitely, you know, as a result of the hot weather outside, people are coming in because of some problems with regulating their temperatures and their bodies. I think one of the first things to just think about are what are the symptoms of heat-related illness. And there's two different types. There's heat stroke, and then there's heat exhaustion. Heat stroke is more severe than heat exhaustion, but those early symptoms are going to be important. So you might notice that you would be sweating heavily. You might feel very weak or tired. People can even feel faint, dizzy. You might feel sick to your stomach. You might have some vomiting. When it gets, and also fast heart rate, because the body is kind of starting to overwork itself to be able to cool itself down. So you might notice a pretty fast heart rate compared to normal. When it gets to the point, though, when you notice that somebody may have stopped sweating altogether, that's probably moving over into heat stroke, which is definitely life-threatening and a more severe type of heat illness, because basically now your body is, you're depleting your water levels, and it's basically going into survival mode at that point. Really, any of those things you should be aware of, but if you notice somebody's very confused, they might not make any sense, you notice that they're slurring their speech, they're kind of stumbling with their walk, that also, those are all symptoms of heat stroke, which is the more severe type of heat illness. So if those occur, that would be the time to definitely seek emergency care and get some help. And you really need medical assistance at that point, because your body's no longer to cool itself off, no longer able to cool itself off, and you really need medical assistance at that point.
What's the main reason that someone would get to the point where they would have heat exhaustion?
Basically, dehydration. So you've used your reserves of the water in your body or the salt levels of your body. There could be an imbalance between the two. So really the key point then is to stay hydrated and try to stay cool in whatever way you can. So if you're outside in extreme heat like this, we would recommend drinking about a cup of water every 15 minutes, so 4 cups each hour. And that's going to help you, you know, as you sweat it out, you're going to keep having to rehydrate yourself. Another thing would just be to stay cool. So if you have, you know, indoor air-conditioned place to go, that would be ideal. If you don't have those things, you know, find out places that you can go to. I know that in several communities there's cooling stations that are set up. You know, just for example, Riverfest that's going on, we have nurses. We have a first aid station where nurses are available from Gunderson Lutheran to catch those early signs and see if they can offer any assistance and help. Sometimes people may go to the mall areas because they're air-conditioned. But basically, we really need to be aware of how hot it can be and try to stay cool as much as possible.
So when it comes to staying hydrated, do you recommend that people stick with water or something like a sports drink or juices?
It's actually recommended to drink water. And the reason why that is, it's because that's in its most holistic form, I guess. So there's not all the additives and things that you have to be sorted out when it's, you know, rubs through your kidney and things like that. So water in its purest form is what's recommended. As far as, you do need salt, so that's where the electrolytes come in. So it also depends on, you know, the foods that you're eating. So try to choose foods that are high in water, like your fruits and veggies. You should be able to get enough salt from the food that you're eating in any regular diet. So we really don't need sports drinks, but if you're feeling like it's not that we say, oh, that's, you know, don't drink it at all, that's not the case. But water is the best solution. If you feel like you need the electrolytes that come with those sports drinks, definitely, you know, feel free to drink that as well. And really even the temperature of the water matters. So it's recommended to drink cool water, so 50 to 60 degrees in temperature. That's the temperature that it's most easily absorbed into your body.
If people do start feeling like they may be experiencing some heat-related illnesses, when it gets to the point that maybe they are slurring their words and feeling dizzy, should they just drink water and take a nap, or do you recommend that they, you know, seek professional attention?
If they're feeling... if they're to the point where, and you're probably not going to notice it in yourself at that point because it affects your neurological function, your mental status. So if you're slurring your words, if you're stumbling, you're probably not going to be the one to recognize that. It's going to be the people who are around you. So not only should you be aware of, you know, what's going on with yourself, but just be cautious of the others and your family and your friends who are around you. So in those serious cases, if you stop sweating, if you are slurring your words, if you are confused, having hallucinations, if you are not walking straight, kind of stumbling or staggering, those would be definite signs that you need to seek immediate help. When I talk about heat exhaustion and then moving on to heat stroke, that can happen. And, you know, once you've reached heat exhaustion, heat stroke can come within the next 10 to 15 minutes if you don't, you know, catch it and start rehydrating yourself. And if it is heat stroke, you're not going to be able to just drink water and be okay. You need, like I said, medical attention to help with that cooling process and cooling the body. And in those situations, we would just recommend calling 911, having the medical team come to you, and then, because they'll start those therapies immediately when the ambulance arrives and then on the way to the hospital.
Kim Lombard is the Trauma and Injury Prevention Coordinator with Gunderson Lutheran. She talked about how to prevent heat-related illnesses. Similarly, families are being urged to pay attention to how their pets are doing. They suffer in many of the same ways we humans do, so staying cool and having plenty of water is something to pay attention to. Farmers, on the other hand, have a slightly bigger job to do on this front, managing anywhere from a dozen to herds of several hundred livestock. Dr. Robert Ehlenfeld is Wisconsin's state veterinarian.
Well, it's obviously got some level of danger. This is some of the highest temperatures we've seen in several years. You know, they pretty much have the same kind of heat issues we have. Probably the best way of looking at this is what makes you comfortable when it's this kind of heat? You know, you want to find a shade with some breeze blowing over you. If there's any air moving at all, it'll make a huge difference. And preferably something cool in your hand to drink. You got to make sure that they've got plenty of access to water. You know, those big barn fans they have move a lot of air, and they'll keep things cooled down pretty well. Shade if they're pasture animals, if you can provide that. Even ponds and stuff that they can get into to cool down will help.
Meanwhile, the heat is also taking its toll on our land, yards, trees, and crops. The excessive temperatures, along with no appreciable rain over the past week, are rapidly drying things out. The National Weather Service reports today that soils in parts of northeast Iowa and southwest Wisconsin have lost some 2 inches of water through evaporation over the past week to 10 days. Forecaster Todd Reek told WPR's John Gatto that the dryness is becoming critical.
Drought conditions are, coming on quite quickly, especially for southern parts of the Badger State. Even though we're southwest Wisconsin, since last year, locations down there are 4 to 5 to 6 inches below normal in precipitation. They just haven't gotten any. For crops and such, some need rain right now. I know we're having some harvest here and there, maybe of hay, but who knows if they'll be able to plant more.
But the bottom line is this week's report shows that moisture levels are decreasing significantly with the heat.
They were coming very short, let's say from, 4 to 5% last week to as much as 40% now in southwest Wisconsin. So significant drying over the last week. And to go along with this, I know this is a good, a time of the year. A lot of people are camping, especially around the holiday. We have to think about our fire weather concerns. The fire hazards are very high to high across the southern half of Wisconsin where we haven't had that precipitation. So fire danger is very high. Fires could easily take off if they got started.
This heat's going to continue with us for the next 36 to perhaps 48 hours, it looks like, at this point. Is it going to carry into the weekend, or do we see a break coming?
We do see a break, although still southern parts of the state could see some 90-degree temperatures on Saturday. We have the hope of cold front moving through Friday night, bringing in some cooler, less humid air for the weekend. Unfortunately, we're not so sure that it will bring really good rain chances, so we're crossing our fingers on that. But some of that precipitation with the front could just stay to the north, so it will bring some cooler air, but the much-needed rain, not so certain.
Todd Reek is a forecaster with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He also reports that because of the extraordinary circumstances, officials with the Weather Service will be meeting tomorrow with state foresters and emergency services personnel to talk about the increasing risk for fire outbreaks across the region, something we normally imagine is restricted to the mountains. In the meantime, area firefighters have taken note. In La Crosse County, for instance, the County Emergency Management Office today affirmed that all fire departments in La Crosse County have issued fire bans. So has the village of Stoddard and town of Bergen. Outdoor burning, such as fire pits, fireworks, controlled burns, and burning barrels, is prohibited until further notice. And while some campgrounds may be exempt, it's possible they, too, have imposed restrictions on a case-by-case basis. Fire officials say, however, that charcoal grills may be used in the vicinity of residential dwellings, but even then, authorities are urging extreme caution. And finally, our roads. It's hard to think about roads being impacted too much by the heat, but the extreme temperatures are causing concrete highways to buckle, which leads to traffic congestion at best or accidents at worst. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reports that over the past couple of days, they've had to address numerous instances of road buckling. Nearly 20 cases of pavement buckles on major highways were reported to the DOT yesterday alone. Crews were able to repair the roads in 2 to 3 hours on average, but because buckling is quite random, motorists are urged to be ever vigilant. Spokesman Rory Rinesmith says the DOT is continuing to monitor the major highways and are coordinating with county highway maintenance crews as more buckling occurs today and tomorrow. While the immediate forecast doesn't hold much promise for rain returning soon, but when it does, it'll drain from our roofs, driveways, and parking lots into the streets, along the gutters, and eventually down the stormwater sewers and into the Mississippi River. When we return, we'll talk about the new utility fee being paid by property owners to help maintain La Crosse's stormwater system. You're listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse.